Blog Talk Radio.
Okay.
Strip me back of all praise and worship part of the show. Okay, we're still going to play some more music throughout the show. But let's get into the message, okay? We've got four messages. One of them, which is an altar call, okay, you know, and I do right after the first message. So let's get into that. Okay, the first message for tonight is a devotional. It's called God's Patient Heart. And this is about the story of the prodigal son. It moves my heart to dwell into the depths of God's limited grace. See, I find myself in every facet of Jesus' words, identified with both the son's rebellion and the power of the father's love. As the children of God, we are in constant need of reminders about God's mercy toward us. See, when the world rejects us, God calls us in. When the world writes us off, okay, God clothes us with righteous honor. So may his transformative power of the prodigal son guide you to a deeper, more intimate relationship with your loving Heavenly Father. Okay? Our Heavenly Father is abundantly patient with us. So vast is his love that our hearts can always be filled with his affection. So perfect is his leadership and wisdom that makes available to us perfect and pleasing life through every season. And yet, he is patient to guide us in the fullness of life afforded to us by Christ's sacrifice. He waits sweetly, beckoning us to simply trust him and cultivate a heart of constant communion with him. In Luke chapter 15, Jesus tells us of a prodigal son who foolishly and pridefully leaves perfect communion with his father to chase after worldly satisfaction. The father lovingly obliges the son, offers him an inheritance as he himself were dead, and watches as the son leaves a life of his father's care to lead a lifestyle of destruction. And the father waits patiently, hoping for the return of his child. See, I find myself daily leaving the perfection of communion with my Heavenly Father to seek the things of the world. I seek after success, admiration from the lost and broken, rather than simply receiving the unconditional acceptance of my Father. I abandon perfect peace for the striving stress of the worldly gain. I reject the loving and perfect thoughts of my Father for the fleeting and unfounded affection of others. So I am the prodigal son. We all are. And yet our Heavenly Father has a patient heart towards us. He waits to run out to meet us. In Psalms 86, Chapter 86, verse 15 says, "But you, O Lord, are God and merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness." So just when I think my Heavenly Father will reject me for my sin and rebellion, he runs out to clothe me with the best robe, a ring, and new shoes. Just when I think he'll send me off to the fields as a slave for punishment, he throws a feast to my honor. When I think I'm unworthy of his affections and attention, he reminds me of the death of the son sacrificed that I might receive the abundance of unconditional love and grace from my father has toward me. I long to live in the embrace of my father. I long to the end of my days of wayward pursuits. I long to rest in the perfect communion available to me in Jesus. There is no source or true love apart from him. There is no relationship more satisfying than the one with our God. There is no identity more freeing than being the child of a creator. And there is no real grace outside the overwhelmingly patient heart. So may we as the bride of Christ turn our feet toward the home of our Father and confess our need of him. May we humble ourselves before a God who is both patient and powerful. May we allow him to pick us up off our knees, clothe us with honor and love, and wrap us up in his grace-filled arms. Your God is patient toward you, waiting with expectation in his heart for what he can do in your life. Receive the love he longs to give and experience the abundant life that comes only through restored relationship with your patient Father. So firstly, meditate on the patient heart of God. Allow his patience to draw you into the deeper places of his heart. Receive his presence and rest in the knowledge of his love. In 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, the Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance. Psalm 73, verse 28, "But for me it is good to be near God. I have made the Lord God my refuge, that I may tell all of your works. So secondly, in what ways have you been living like the prodigal son? Where have you gone your own way and abandoned the perfect peace that comes from the total communion with the Father? Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3, you keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Thirdly, turn your heart towards the Father, repent of your sin, and allow him to fill you with his abundant love. Ask him to reveal his love to you today right where you are at. Ask him how he feels about you. And let his love wash away any shame or guilt that would keep you from experiencing the full breadth of his affection. Psalms 34, verse 4 and 5. I sought the Lord, and he answered me, and delivered me from all my fears. So those who look to him are radiant, and their faces shall never be ashamed. See, the patience of our Father is by no means a weakness, as the world might think. Our God is patient because he has perfect perspective in his purposes. He has values that matter, which matters, and doesn't concern himself with worldly pursuits. He sees the full path of your life. He knows the reasons for which you were created. He knows the highs and lows you will go through, and he is patient toward you. So rest in his patience, allow his perspectives to become yours, and live today at the pace at which he guides you, trusting that his patient heart will lead you to do his perfect and pleasing will. So I highly suggest that you read 2 Peter chapter 3. It'll bring this devotional more into light for you. Amen. So this brings us to the most important question, and that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay, because you will get a chance to in just a moment. But let me ask you, are you tired of living the life you're living, not knowing which way is up or down, not knowing where to go, okay? Okay, are you lost and needing to be found? Okay, or do you suffer from maybe a depression or anxiety? Or maybe even an addiction such as alcohol, drugs, sexual immorality, gambling, overeating, internet, gaming. Whatever it may be, you see, the Lord can take it away. But in order to do so, folks, guess what? He's got to know you. If he doesn't know you, he can't do anything for you. So I ask you now, are you willing to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? If so, say this simple little prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins, and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true. So please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said this prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry welcome you into the family of God. We want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. Now, right now, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, all his angels, and everyone in heaven is rejoicing that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. Would you let us rejoice with them by simply calling in to area code 657-383-1487 and press the 1 key. Now, once again, let me tell you, at 657-383-1487 and press the 1 key. See, when you press the 1 key, you'll come on live and you can tell us that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ tonight to be your personal Lord and Savior. Okay? Amen. God bless. Well, we got a caller. I'm going to take a call. Okay, let's see who this is. Okay? 240, you're on the air. Hello? 240. Oh, he must be in the bathroom or something. I don't know. Or maybe he's got me on mute. Okay, don't know. Well, maybe we'll get back to him later. We'll go play some music.
I'm gonna spread your gospel all around. Just like
Amen. Wasn't that a lovely song? I'll spread this gospel all around. Yes, amen. Yes, Lord. Well, let's play another good song here. Let's see. Here we go.
You are my Lord. Friday night. Hope the show's been enjoyable for you all so far. Listen to Ken spread the word, enjoying those songs. So here we go. I want to thank you again for letting me come into your world, letting me share the Bible as it was written, as it was meant to be shared, as it was meant to be learned. Tonight, as Ken said, we got Deuteronomy 6. Now this is the commandment, and these are the statutes and judgments which the Lord your God has commanded to teach you, that you may observe them in the land which you are crossing over to possess, that you may fear the Lord your God, to keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I command you, and you and your son and your grandson, all the days of your life, and all the days may be prolonged. Therefore hear, O Israel, and be careful to observe it, that it may be well with you, and that you may multiply greatly as the Lord God of your fathers has promised you a land flowing with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. And these words which I command you today... Here we go again.
Huh?
I have so much trouble with your computer.
Is it your...
And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your houses and on your gates. So it shall be when the Lord your God brings you into the land of which he swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give you large and beautiful cities which you did not build, houses full of good things which you did not fill, hewn out wells which you did not dig, vineyards and olive trees which you did not plant. When you have eaten and are full, then beware, lest you forget the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage. You shall fear the Lord your God and serve him, and shall take oaths in his name. You shall not go after other gods, the gods of the people who are all around you, lest the anger of the Lord your God be aroused against you and destroy you from the face of this earth. You shall not tempt the Lord your God as you tempted him in Massah. You shall diligently keep the commandments of the Lord your God, his testimonies and his statutes, which he has commanded you. And you shall do what is right and good in the sight of the Lord, that it may be well with you, and that you may go in and possess the good land of which the Lord swore to your fathers, to cast out all your enemies from before you, as the Lord has spoken. When your son asks you in time to come, saying, what is the meaning of the testimonies, the statutes, and the judgments which the Lord our God has commanded you? Then you shall say to your son, we were slaves of Pharaoh in Egypt, and the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand, and the Lord showed signs and wonders before our eyes, great and severe, against Egypt, Pharaoh, and all his household. Then he brought us out from there, that he might bring us in, to give us the land of which he swore to our fathers. And the Lord commanded us to observe all these statutes, to fear the Lord our God for our good always, that he might preserve us alive as it is this day. Then it will be righteousness for us, if we are careful to observe all these commandments before the Lord our God, as he has commanded. When the Lord your God brings you into the land which you go to possess, and has cast out many nations before you, the Hittites, the Girgashites, the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites, seven nations greater and mightier than you, and when the Lord your God delivers them over to you, you shall conquer them and utterly destroy them. You shall make no covenant with them or show them mercy, nor shall you make marriages with them. You shall not give your daughter to their son, nor take their daughter for your son, for they will turn your sons away from following me to serve other gods. So the anger of the Lord will be aroused against you and destroy you suddenly. But thus you shall deal with them. You shall destroy their altars and break down their sacred pillars, cut down their wooden images, and burn their carved images with fire. For you are the holy people to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you to be the people for himself, a special treasure above all the peoples on the face of the earth. The Lord did not set his love on you, nor choose you because you were more in number than any other people, for you were the least of all people. But because the Lord loves you, and because he would keep the oath which he swore to your fathers, the Lord has brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you from the house of bondage, from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Therefore, know that the Lord your God, he is God, the faithful God who keeps covenant and mercy for 1,000 generations with those who love him and keep his commandments. And he repays those who hate him to their face to destroy them. He will not be slack with him who hates him. He will repay him to his face. Therefore you shall keep the commandment, the statutes, and the judgments, which I command you today. You will observe them. Then it came to pass, because you listen to these judgments and keep and do them, that the Lord your God will keep you with the covenant and the mercy which he swore to your fathers. He will love you and bless you and multiply you. He will also bless the fruit of your womb and the fruit of your land, your grain and your new wine and your oil, the increase of your cattle and the offspring of your flock. In the land of which he swore to your fathers to give you, you shall be blessed above all peoples. There shall not be a male or female barren among you, or among your livestock, and the Lord will take away from you all sickness, and will afflict you with none of the terrible diseases of Egypt, which you have known, but will lay them on all those who hate you. Also you shall destroy all the peoples whom the Lord your God delivers over to you. Your eye shall have no pity on them, nor shall you serve their gods, for that will be a snare to you. Amen. You shall not worship any other god, because if you do, guess what? God will strike you down. No matter what you say, the Bible says it flat out. Believe it if you will, believe it if you won't. I'm just telling you what it says, and that's how it was meant to be shared. Behave or he'll get you. Now we're going to go to Psalms 31, 23, 24. Oh, love the Lord, all you his saints, for the Lord preserves the faithful and fully repays the proud person. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. All you who hope in the Lord. Then we get to go a little over to the dark side for all you dark listeners. Proverbs 11:1. Dishonest scales are an abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight. So thank you for letting me into your worlds, wherever they are, wherever they may be. The house of a basement, the basement of a house, a trailer, an apartment, a condo. Thank you for letting me in, letting me share the word the way it was written, the way it was meant to be shared.
Amen. And you read that with passion.
Purple.
Just straight out passion. Amen. All right. Well. Let me get back here in my seat. All right. Let's play a little bit of music, and then I'll do the prophetic word. Okay, here we go.
Where?
Today. Okay, and this goes out to all those out there that need to hear this word, and you know who you are. The Father says today, let the power of agreement bring you into breakthrough. If two of you agree on earth touching any one thing, it will be done. That is the blanket promise of my word. Let all conflict and strife cease. Refuse to allow the enemy to run a game on you to keep you in disagreement and disharmony with your brothers and sisters in Christ. My people contend with one another when they ought to be contending for the faith once delivered to the saints. I have not called you to shake your fist in your brother or sister's face. Set aside the demand to be heard and acknowledged. Come into unity this day and experience the anointing that flows down from the beard, okay, even Aaron's beard, okay, when the body unifies against their common enemy. I do have a blessing forevermore, a place for you to abide in, my beloved. It is the place where you value oneness and agreement with your brothers and sisters in Christ. More than you value your opinion, coming into agreement, touching the real needs and challenges around you, causes you to send in prayer and see change come. Set aside all pettiness and contending. You do not have to be right to be in right relationship. When you value your right to have an opinion about relationship broken unnecessarily, you make yourself part of the problem rather than part of the solution. I say to you this day, let all warfare cease and make a choice to go low and find that place of humility and contrition that always rests under the canopy of my favor and blessing. It is better to be quiet than to be heard in the house of contention. Amen. Amen. Well, okay, I hope this word helps you as you go through today, okay? So God bless you. And we're going to bring Tony on for the closing prayer. And then I'm going to play a song that's going to take us out.
Wow, you know, for once I really got that message, Ken.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Basically, what the message is you ain't got nothing to say. Shut up. Now, I just want you all to know that up until the 1970s in some U.S. states, being gay was considered a mental illness, and you could be locked up for it in a mental institution. Only in the 70s did the medical board remove homosexuality from its list of mental defects. Up until that point, you were considered handicapped and mentally not fit. Just a gay fact for gay pride. Got to teach the children because they've got to know where we came from. Now, as we leave tonight, I want you to leave knowing that you're loved. Go home, sleep well. Know that you're loved and that He watches over you and keeps you safe from the evil beings that hide in the shadows. Remember at God Rainbows Ministries, we love you all, black, white, purple, gay, straight, man, woman, because it's not about your sexuality, it's about your relationship with God, because only through God are you going to get to heaven.
Amen. Amen. All right. Well, let me play a song that's going to take us on out. But before I do that, let me mention that tomorrow night will be another episode of Purpose Gospel Radio. It'll start at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Hope to see you all there. Amen. All righty. Well, let's play a song that's going to take us out here. Okay. Here we go.
There's a place for the There's a light for the waiting soul. Grace, I can sing, I can pour out. As a Savior, I can sing. There's a choir. Yeah.
Good night, all. Have a blessed night. I hope to see you back here tomorrow night. God bless. Good night. Bye-bye.